Monday night, 10:30 p.m. approximately. And this took place in at 401 Lake Street in Bryan, and which is an apartment complex. Two men were standing in the parking lot when they were approached by an unknown masked male that had a pistol in his hand, demanding for them to empty their pockets out. The subject ended up making off with some cash and ran into the complex. The two victims called police, and the police responded. Eventually, a person of interest was located who happened to be in the area at the time of the robbery, but his clothes had changed. And it was actually from the victims noticing the way that the victim had spoke. Did they realize that that was the possible suspect? And once questioned by police, the subject had a gun on his person and some cash matching that which was taken. He was later booked for aggravated robbery and is currently in the Brazos County Jail on a $10,000 bond.
And was there any relationship between the suspect and the victim?
No, the Hispanic males were standing in the parking lot, and the suspect that was arrested was a black male.
So it was just a random situation then?
Yes, once the suspect had run into the center of the complex, one of the victims had run around the corner to see where the suspect had went. When he came around the corner, the suspect had disappeared. A short time after that, they noticed a male sitting on a porch drinking a beer, and that was a subject who they heard speaking and ended up identifying them later as the suspect.
Another one of those situations, too, where officers had to be careful when addressing the suspect since he was armed.
Yeah, you never know when we're talking to people if they're armed or not. This officer, for safety reasons, you know, asked when he was speaking to that person if he could pat him down for weapons just so he'd make him feel comfortable since we were dealing with a robbery. And that's when the officer ended up reaching around and feeling a gun in his waistband, and there was a short struggle. And finally, the officer had to draw his pistol and told the subject, you know, he better not move. And at that time, the subject decided not to move anymore. They recovered the pistol, the cash, and placed him in custody.
No injuries either in the robbery itself or in the apprehension then?
That's correct.
Visiting with John Agnew, the Bryan Police Department, let's visit a couple of minutes. I understand that Bryan Police have received a grant that will